Wait, now I'm recording. Now we can talk about Frolf.
Now I'm recording as I'm still...
Welcome to Pussy Frolf Gang.
Yeah,
we finished. That's what we'll call it when we have Preston on. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's get this.
Let me finish chewing this potato. Oh. What?
I just popped open my bubbly water.
Nice.
Right next to the mic because I thought it'd sound really cool.
Yeah.
Is that ASMR?
Yeah, people... It's AMSR for alcoholics. It's just the sounds of like cans.
Yeah, bottles and cans opening.
Yeah. No, this is all right. I got the potato. I've been doing like where I just cook. I'm really like a 70-year-old Lithuanian woman. I just cook like potatoes.
You just are eating potatoes?
Yep. I have, because I go to the farmer's market and then I have like Brussels sprouts.
And it's winter. All they have is potatoes.
Yeah. And so
it's just like back in Mother Russia.
And so I'll show you, I have my Tupperware right here. It's like, it's just a potato and then I cook it mostly. And then I just take it out and I leave them cold and I just eat them like an apple. It's gross, but it's good. And I think it's good for you.
That is based on nothing. I think eating mostly raw potatoes like apples is good for you. Based on no medical knowledge whatsoever.
Well, but based on Joe Rogan's medical knowledge. Now.
Who is a doctor.
Yes. I don't have the luxury of being able to hunt bison here in New York City. So I can't do that. But he was talking about something with potatoes. If you cook them and let them cool and then eat them, you can reheat them a second time. But if you cook them and cool them, something in the carbs, they like are more available or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry. What? The carbs are more available.
I don't know. They're more available or like...
For what? What are they like for dinner parties? For...
Yeah. Children's parties.
Yeah. They have more free time.
Yeah. Exactly.
The carbs are just more available.
Right. They've got a more open schedule.
But so that's just like when you blanch something.
Right.
It's just so you stop it from cooking.
Right, but something with the carbs, I don't know, they're like, it's something where like, they don't make you like, they don't store as fat as quickly, I fucking don't know. Listen, Joe Rogan said it, I believe it.
I'm just, yeah, that's true. As we all know, him and that other guy whose name we can never remember.
Right. I'm honestly just trying to make up.
I think intentionally.
Yeah. I'm just,
I fucked it up.
I'm just honestly trying to make up for that snafu where I was so certain he was the fat guy that sells supplements.
Yeah, so now you're just like, everything he says is great.
Every episode, we have to say something.
I'm on this potato diet. I'm just eating raw potatoes. I look better than I have in years.
Yeah, that's every episode. I'm like, okay.
What if I do this?
Make sure you say something nice about Joe Rogan.
Whoa, nope.
Whoa, what was that?
I'm trying to reorganize. Because the Frolf bag wasn't working so great.
Oh, was a bag not... was sturdy?
It's very... Here, I'll show you. It's a very sturdy... Frolf bag.
Okay, well, it looks like...
Look, and then you got... See, it's like... And then you got all your discs.
Oh, my God. Megan?
No, this is a problem.
There are... I mean, let me count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different discs.
Today's episode brought to you by the number 6.
Yeah. And the primary colors, plus green. Yeah. The colors of those discs plus a green.
Oh, should I put the mic in my mouth or should I leave it far away on the floor because I'm so excited to show you this stupid fucking Frolf bag?
Yeah, leave it on the ground. It seems more
real. Let me throw it across the room.
Yeah, it seems more real when we're not talking into the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, more real annoying.
Yeah, it's like when we had Josh on, it was like, and people liked the episode, it's because it sounded more like, it really does sound like we're eavesdropping on a conversation, mostly because we can't hear half of it. Like,
well, that's why I think they liked the episode, because they couldn't hear half of it. They're like, this is great.
This is great. It's a lot of mumbling.
Yeah, ASMR. Meditation, it's good. Speaking of meditation, it's a real shitty day. I woke up this morning, I have a bunch of shit that I don't want to do that I have to do.
Yeah.
But I woke up and I meditated.
Oh, nice.
And I wrote a to-do list, which we always say put easy. So record podcast is on that to-do list. Awesome. So I can cross something off.
Perfect.
I've already crossed 3 things off.
Nice. What 3 things?
Make my oil change.
Make your oil change into what? Are you a magician?
Jesus Christ.
I got to make this
work on website.
Okay.
which that I crossed it off, but I have to keep doing it, unfortunately.
Right.
It's not like, it's not done, but I just really needed, I opened it and I changed some things.
Did you change the oil on your website?
Change my website's oil. It was overdue for oil. You need to do that, right, with websites?
I believe so.
I mean, to keep the warranty. Like, you need to keep up on regular service.
Yeah, you have to keep, yeah.
Just, like, tire rotation.
Uh-huh.
Oil changes.
Right, all that stuff. I changed the oil.
We have some website design listeners. They know what I'm talking about.
They get it.
They understand. I'm talking, I know a lot of you idiots don't understand what I'm saying. It's because you aren't professional website builders.
Right, we're talking shop here.
You're not professional automotive website builders and not for automotive websites.
People are like, we wonder why our laptops are constantly fucking up. Here's a clue. Are you guys changing the oil regularly?
Why are you dipping them in oil?
Yeah.
Maybe don't dip them into oil.
Because I got it used. So I'm trying to keep up on the warranty. What do you people?
God, what you idiots.
Well, it's because they're millennials, and so their parents are just paying for all their shit.
Don't get me started on them.
Hello. Parents are paying for everything, so you don't have to change the oil on your laptops regularly like we do.
Yeah, they probably don't even know.
No.
That they need to do that. Because it's just done for them.
Yep. It's while they sleep, while they go to take a nap in their safe space, their mommy and daddy change the oil on their laptops.
Yeah. They don't even know that it needs to be done.
Yeah.
That's what we are here for. Tough love from your real moms.
Yeah. We're here to let you guys know. If you're not
we want you to get out in the world and be able to take care of yourself.
Right.
We want you to be, if you get a flat on your laptop while you're driving down the road, we want you to be able to change that tire.
Right. We're trying to help you guys. Look, and Joy, who wrote a book, also started a podcast called Farmsplaining. At this point, this podcast is, we're partially plugging their shit.
We're just
plugging other people's podcasts.
Well, I mean, people said it before. We are an inspiration because they're like, if they can do it, anybody can do anything.
Yeah. So look, we want to help you guys. We know, you're starting a podcast. Ian, Gray Voices on Instagram is taking a podcasting class. I bet they don't teach that in podcasting, that you have to dip your shit in oil. They're for sure not teaching them that. But we're teaching you guys the real skills that you need to be successful.
Yeah. Speaking of being successful, hold on.
Oh, God.
Because we can be successful. Shit. Preston, call that lady.
Now, are you?
Cal that lady. He'll know what that means.
Yeah.
Cal that lady.
He's going to be like, wait, what? Is that a weird? He's like, is this some kind of weird sex move? This is a weird, like,
cuckold
thing?
We just got an email for an order, like a big order. So I want to talk to the lady now.
Oh, nice. What's the order?
But I'm working at my other job.
Yeah.
Like 8 dozen pies.
Ooh.
So that's a big order.
Yeah.
And we need that.
Yeah.
Because last night we went to a Christmas-themed tiki bar and I bought maybe more than one Christmas-themed tiki mug.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because I saw your picture. Thank God for Instagram because I saw your picture.
So you know I'm alive.
Yeah. You and I both did exciting things last night. Okay. You were at a Santa tiki lounge.
Oh, okay, so this is no shock to anyone. I love the holidays. From basically my birthday in September through the end of the year, that's prime time.
Yeah.
This year sucks. I like hosting. I like throwing parties. I like going to parties. I like doing Halloween-y things. I like doing Thanksgiving-y things, Christmassy things, all the E things.
Right.
I like doing all the E things. And it sucks here. So we do not have our own space. I cannot decorate. I don't have friends to throw parties for. It's whatever. So I'm really trying to force myself to get in the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, holiday spirit.
Yeah.
You PC police.
You don't want to get canceled. Can we please talk about the war on Christmas? I'm shocked that you were able to find a fucking tiki bar.
That's finally. This is however many awful years we've been doing this podcast, it's all been leading up to this.
Yep. The war on tiki Christmas.
Specifically.
Right.
There's not enough rum at Christmas. There's not enough multiple rums at Christmas.
Right. You can say there's not enough multiple rums anywhere, but specifically at Christmas.
Especially because Christmas time, not holiday time, Christmas time, you want sweet stuff.
Yeah.
You want your hot buttered rums.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You want your toddies, not the pants I've been wearing. The drink.
Right.
I have pants named Hot Toddies.
I would be terrified if someone...
They're just dipped in whiskey. They're just dipped in hot whiskey.
These are my Hot Toddy pants. I drop Hot Toddies in them. They're padded. So I can just, if I have to drop a Hot Toddy and I don't have time to go to the bathroom, I got them in my holiday pants. And when you're drinking rum constantly, a lot of times you make a little Hot Toddy in your panties.
It's true. Or just... All the time.
Right. And so it's nice to have...
I pissed myself when I coughed the other day. No kids.
Did you... Really?
That happens on a pretty regular basis. I've noticed it happens when I'm like sitting Indian style in bed eating.
So, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, let's get back. Just this relates. So again, we do not have our own space for me to throw a holiday party. No, Christmas party or anything, let alone eat a meal alone like a fucking regular human.
So you are just...
So I have to eat my meals in my bed like the world's saddest... Why am I depressed? I can't put a finger on why I can't get out of this crippling depression.
Well, and then...
Because I'm pissing myself in bed while eating.
Like a mad animal. That's like what Sebastian does when he's mad at me. He wipes his ass...
on your coat.
Yeah, he wipes his ass on the yoga mat.
But I'm mad at myself, apparently, for getting myself in this situation. So I'm like, I'll show you. I'm going to piss in your bed. Me. Jesus Christ.
Maybe your body thinks you're going to give birth because you're sitting in a bed. So you're nice and relaxed. Your legs are open. They're in an...
I'm eating.
Yep. You're eating.
A lot of times pregnant women chew ice chips during labor.
Yeah. So
chicken, ice chips.
It's all the same.
Same thing. Raw potatoes, ice chips, very similar texture in the mouth. Tricks the body.
That's the problem is because you're putting all your treats in the freezer. So that's the bad thing. When you put all your treats, you put your chicken, like, I can't wait to eat this chicken later, but to really enjoy it, I need it. Put that...
I gotta freeze it.
Buddy in the freezer. So you get all the different textures as it warms up in your mouth.
Oh my God, I would rather canned chicken. Fresh from the can than frozen chicken. Frozen cooked chicken.
That you thaw out in your mouth?
Yeah, just... kind of like stick your tongue out, like make a cup. Like, just like that in the middle of your tongue.
Yeah, just it just congeals, makes a little soup.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, yum.
That now actually...
It's like a hot pot. This brand new idea. So people love hot pot restaurants and Korean barbecue. They love the whole like cooking your own food thing.
Yeah.
You know? Soup dumplings. People love a soup dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
So our restaurant, everything's frozen. And then you just put like a little pool of saliva in your mouth, on your tongue. And then we put little dollops of frozen food. And then it kind of makes a little body temperature soup right there in your mouth.
I love it. And here's how we're going to... And I know what you guys are thinking. How are you going to do it with
chicken?
Great idea. Also, how are you going to get chicken into little dollops? Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of one of the greatest inventions of all time, Dippin' Dots. We use that technology.
Yes, we use Dippin' Dot tech on meat.
Yes.
Okay, McDonald's does it with chicken nuggets. They make that weird pink sludge.
Yep.
We make everything a pink sludge.
Yep.
All of it. This is like the Blueberry Girl.
Mm-hmm.
We do a Blueberry Girl situation.
Right.
I'm going to have Preston. Preston's making a big pot of turkey dumpling veggie soup, whatever the fuck he's putting in it. When we finish recording this, I'm going down there, getting out the blender, blending it all up. He'll love that. Pop it in the freezer.
Yep. It's perfect.
It's a great idea.
And that's one of the, that could be one of those trendy restaurants. And it's good too, because it's good because everyone's like, you know, people, especially this is very big in like LA. This would be great in LA because people want to eat, but they want to be skinny. So it's like you're getting the flavor of the food, but just the amount of calories that it takes for your tongue to stay in that bowl formation while you salivate. That's the amount of calories.
Yeah. It's great.
It's like celery. It's negative calories. Oh, and that's,
we'll also have a whole celery course.
Yes.
Just, which will just be blended up frozen celery.
Yeah.
And we just put unsalted, no seasoning whatsoever.
No. Well, you don't want to ruin the experience. You want the real.
No. That's, we are a strict no seasoning restaurant. Right. Everything's boiled in water.
Yeah, it's
unsalted water. It's, I almost said dry water.
I like a nice dry water, season free.
Boiled in a dry water. This is, but here's the thing. You write this on the menu, people are like, oh, they use a dry water.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I heard
on Joe Rogan that dry water molecularly is better for your body than a wet water.
Well, the thing is with dry water, it's more available to your body.
And free children's parties.
Right. Like, just go up and be there, like, would you like for the table, do you want tap water, still water? Do you have dry water?
Do you have dry? Like, ma'am, do you mean like a wine? Like a dry wine? I don't drink.
Yeah, I don't.
Look at my skin. I do not drink. Unless it is a tiki-themed Christmas bar.
Right.
I only drink buttered rums.
Buttered rum and dry water. That's it. When I ask for dry water, you're going to, don't question me. I'm the customer. I am always right.
Now, please put a ball of frozen celery on my tongue.
And come back in 7 to 10 minutes. For my second
course. This is a great, what am I doing making hand pies? What a fucking, oh, by the way, guys, I just want to say I love all of you. I'm half your mom. I love you very much. If you could leave all Pussy Fart Gang related content off of my Mister's Bake Shop page, I would appreciate it. And I love you, and I love referencing the podcast. But please do that on my personal page or on the Pussy Fart Gang page.
What are they putting?
We see all of it.
On the Mister's.
Someone wrote a comment about Dursty Cronuts. Which,
oh my God.
Let me say, Preston was thrilled. Almost as thrilled as when my very good friend Ron wrote the comment about hair pies.
I almost spit water on the microphone that somebody wrote on Mister's Bake Shop about Dursty Cronuts.
I love that. Yes, please. I would love to ship Dursty Cronuts to Seattle. But I don't need some housewife seeing a hashtag PFG going, ooh, what's that?
Ooh, what's a Dursty Cronut?
What's a Dursty Cronut? I'll go look at this hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag PFG.
And then just a cat with a cigarette farting. And then they put all the pieces together.
Yeah, that's, and then they
but
order.
But again, I love you very much and thank you. And then, I will make you some Dursty Cronuts and ship them to Seattle.
I would love if some housewife was like, so this looks great. I know how like some restaurants like In-N-Out, they have like a secret menu. I don't want to pry, but I was looking at your other Instagram page and I was wondering if I could get some Dursty Cronuts for my kids. I want to be like a hip mom.
Can I get they available?
Yeah. Only if we freeze them first. We freeze them.
Yeah, we freeze them.
Everything's available. So,
everything's a choice and everything's available.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. You guys are
our new mantras.
Yeah. And thank you guys for posting too. It's great. I'm getting the posts about people showing how many hours they spent this year listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Love
Sorry.
It. Sorry. Sorry and thank you. Also,
sorry and thank you.
Also, and this is your Instagram name, but Zandra, thank you for binge listening to the Patreon again. We appreciate you. You're the best. Yeah, that was fun. She came to a show. And I just was like, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Thank you and sorry.
And here's $20.
We know we've said never apologize for anything no matter what. The only thing a person should apologize for is this podcast.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Right. That's the only
thing we are willing to say I'm sorry for.
Okay, so we've apologized to everyone. We made our amends. See, we're trying to do a good job. See, people say we don't have segments. And I know
we have cooking segments.
Yeah, we just did business idea segment, and then we did our apology segment. We out of the...
It's the same every week. We're sorry for this podcast.
Right.
And every week, the apologies.
At the top of the show, we also did the We Love Joe Rogan segment. So
well, like, I was just going to say we did Rogan Eats.
Yeah. Rogan Eats. I mean, so we already three segments. And we're not even to the fucking stories about the Santiki thing. So I think...
Oh, yeah. We've completely skipped over
that. We are killing it.
We're crushing it.
Yeah. So we should teach a podcasting class.
Yeah. Pay us for that.
And we talked about how to change your computer's oil. I don't know.
We really are. This podcast should be in, I think, is it possible to put it in multiple categories? And by multiple, I mean every category. Is there like a clicking option where you could just go down a list and like when you're deleting your emails, like a, just like a select all?
Yeah.
Because we're like, we don't. And then Apple will be like, guys, this is not possible. I'm like, we're modern women. We do what? What can't she do?
Right. Get you a podcast that can do everything. We do it all.
And simultaneously, nothing.
That's the beauty of it.
What's modern women, baby? We're fucking, we're enigmas.
Yeah. We're modern women. We're doing a bunch of stuff and doing none of it well.
Nothing well. Yeah. It used to just be men that did that.
Right.
Not in 2019, baby. Women can also half-ass their entire lives.
I think it's great. And it's nice to be an example to people. It's nice.
We're an example of what not to do.
Right. I was just like,
and we continue to do that.
Yeah.
Did you just make a weird noise?
I did. I went,
It sounded like a ghost.
Really? Oh, maybe that was...
It sounded like a ghost.
That could have been
It was probably the ghost.
Yeah. It was probably the real ghost.
It was probably a real ghost. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what was this? Because that picture was cute.
Oh.
What was this?
We just, like, 100%... We went to the brewery lights. We went to Anheuser-Busch. We drove past our Airbnb.
Oh, cool.
Which that made me sad.
Yeah.
That we had to stay there, not that... it made me sad that we did not, in fact, get murdered.
I know.
In that apartment that definitely did not lock.
Oh, that was fucking wild. No way that thing locked. Not at all.
No. No, we were, people came in and looked at us sleeping, for sure.
For sure.
And then went, not worth it. They came in to rape and kill us and steal our things, and we're like, nah. Like, I think we're okay here.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know if it's worth, like, the risk of getting whatever diseases they have.
Why is this old lesbian witch couple sleeping in separate beds? They've obviously got enough problems on their own. It's more of a punishment to not rape and kill them.
Yeah, we're like, you know what? This'll hurt more. You stay alive and think about what the fuck you've done. We don't know what you've done.
Forever.
We're not sure what you've done, but we got a problem with it.
We're just crying in our sleep. We don't even realize that we do it, but that every night, just weeping, openly weeping while we sleep.
Just crying and farting and, like, intermittently squirting out little things of piss.
We're here's the unfortunate thing. That's kind of basically, you just explained my life the last, like, 6 months.
I know.
That's really everything I've been doing.
Like one of those baby dolls, you know, the little baby dolls where you feed them the bottle and then they pee out of their... But like, we're one of those, but like that came to life and is malfunctioning constantly. We're just in bed, like, going, meh, meh, psst, meh, psst.
Literally. I mean, that is, yes. Farting constantly, all the time.
Oh my God. Even before we started recording when we were on the phone, and if you heard me didn't say anything, that was very polite of you. But I was like, let me see if I can take a shit. But there were just like a lot of farts in as the shit was coming out. It was a wild, like a loud.
I'm not polite. I did not hear that. Okay. I would have said something.
Okay. Yeah, it was loud. I was like, Jesus Christ, what is a lot of air pockets in there?
It's like a trifle.
Yes. Is that what they meant on Ricky Lake in the 90s?
Yes.
Where they were like, I'm sick of this bitch's trifling ass.
Yep.
It's just like,
yep. That's literally what they meant. They meant that her ass is like just layered of shit, poo gas, shit, poo gas, shit, poo gas, blood?
Question mark.
That's a great Halloween costume.
Oh my God. I'm a Ricky Lake guest. Ma'am, you're bleeding out of your asshole.
Yeah. It's part of the costume. It looks very real. It is. Thank you.
It is real.
Did you just piss yourself? I'm trying. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get in bed to do it, okay?
Yeah, this is. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a 90s-themed costume party. I came as a Ricky Lake guest. I guess there's a problem again. You millennials, you were born in the 90s. You didn't live the 90s. We lived the 90s, and it was
You don't fucking get it. You weren't there.
It was just dancing around to Mariah Carey with blood and piss splattering out of your body. Collecting troll dolls.
I just picture we were, because we were very cute, both of us. We're very cute children. We know what happened.
I know.
Trust me. Again, we're at a questioning stage in our life. We're questioning everything. But just really cute little 90s Wagon and Mendy.
Just dance partying
just
around.
Just dancing with our troll dolls. Just piss. Piss, blood, and shit just flying out of our little bodies.
Like in one of those automatic sprinklers, like and just spraying the room.
Just listening to that Thing You Do soundtrack. Over.
People come out and they're like, what is that, a Hypercolor shirt? I didn't know they made it in red, brown, and yellow.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Sorry guys, we're really tickled with ourselves. It's gloomy days where we're both at.
Yeah.
I'm not tired. I'm well rested, but crippling depression and gray day.
Right.
Just want to be in bed.
Right. And we both have had, and which we're recording two episodes today. After this, we're going to record the Patreon, but we're both coming from yesterday we had a long emotional talk, and then I just had a weird experience unexpectedly before we started recording, which we're going to get to on the Patreon when we get to. So we're both in like a loopy mood.
So we need this.
Yeah. So we need.
And we've had some real fucking serious episodes recently.
Yeah.
So we're going old school.
And sometimes,
you know, when we didn't talk about anything important.
Right. We like back in the old days. Sometimes it's nice to just, life gets so serious. Everyone has their own version of self-care. You know, some people do a face mask. We've already discussed we cannot physically take a bath.
We cannot physically take a bath.
So our self-care is reimagining our childhood where we are hanging out together and our bodies are just like spewing fluids.
Covered in piss and shit.
Just spewing fluids. While we dance around.
Listening to That Thing You Do. Which yeah. Now I don't know what made me think of that, but I really want to watch That Thing You Do
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's a great movie. See, I was going to go with Aaliyah.
Great movie.
I was going to go with Aaliyah as my 90s reference. Or like, you know, Missy Elliott.
I know she's dead.
But
rest in peace, Aaliyah. Never a fan.
Well,
everybody's like obsessed with Aaliyah. I was never. She had like two hits.
She had two hits and she had the just one.
People are going to come for me now.
I know.
Everything else we've ever said on this show, chill. But I say, I'm not that big of an Aaliyah fan.
Yeah, we can accept and agree with the fact that people only try to get rich to fuck kids. We're fine with that.
But yeah, Aaliyah, but how dare you? The child bride of R. Kelly?
Yeah, how? You want to talk about, so? I mean, we're staying on theme of being covered in piss by Aaliyah.
This is a piss cast.
This is a continuing segment of
Pissy Shit Gang.
Yes, Pissy Shit Gang. I was gonna say Pissy Preteens, but
that'll be the porn we shoot right after.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's not gonna be actual preteens. It will be Wendy and myself playing the part of just like that Pen 15 show on Hulu.
Right.
Where you're like, why is everyone else in this actually 12?
Yeah, and then the one
None
person.
Of the I mean, we'll have actual 12-year-olds in it, but they won't do anything. They won't even be on set when we're filming the pissy preteen scenes.
It's going to be you and me with pigtail, our short little hair, and these like fucking. And I rarely use this word, but in like what would only be able to be described as ratchet pigtails. Teeny tiny ratchet, where we both have scraggly shit sticking out of the back because it's not long enough.
Yes.
And there's not enough hair on either of us to make full pigtails. Just chain smoking.
And just pissing and shitting.
Yep.
Oh, also, we won't be fucking anything.
No, No, we're just going to.
So calm down right there. This isn't that type of, how dare you?
I bet that could be another type
That's
of porn.
That's disgusting.
You know, they have, you know, they have feeder porn.
Yes.
What if we did us? We'll put on bikinis, eat ice cream in a bed, sitting Indian style, while we're also just pissing ourselves and smoking, because smoking's also a fetish. That's a video.
That's a great idea.
That's a good video.
Well, I mean, Rick had the idea that I start doing internet fart videos a long time ago.
I mean, people.
He was like, I think you could make a lot of money.
People are into that. Callers, call in. Callers, call in if you would like to watch videos of Megan fart and or Megan and I in pigtails.
Eating and pissing.
Just pissing ourselves. I think it's a good idea.
We need to make money. I'm working on my resume. That was another thing on my to-do list today.
Work on your resume?
Yeah. So I can add this. Let's do it real quick so I can add it.
You should actually add. Now, as an employer, now you might think that's gross, but if I'm reading a resume and say it's like a busy work environment, if it's like, hey, every time I eat, I also piss myself. They're like, that's great. You just.
So like she's multitasking.
Right. And so it's minimal breaks.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't need any breaks. She'll just eat on the floor and piss herself.
Yeah.
While eating.
So we just got to get her a diaper and a big thing of Tupperware and we're done.
It's done. Yeah. We don't have to pay for health insurance because she's definitely dying.
Right. For sure.
Oh. Anyways, so we went to the brewery last
Yeah. night. Guys, okay. So Christmas. Go. Hit it.
Oh. Jesus Christ. No, but we went to the brewery by the Airbnb. We went to Bud Light. We went to where Bud Light lives.
Right. I've been there a long time ago.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was cold. It was fun. And we went with our friends and their kid.
Nice.
And he's very cool.
The kid?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He thought he was real mad how gross it smelled.
Really?
It does smell. Well, because it's like... Like, I think everyone at this point's been into, like, a brewery, like, a restaurant that brews beer, at least. And that smell.
What's the smell?
Of, like, the malt and the hops. Just, like, the roasting, all that shit.
Oh.
It doesn't smell like anything other than a brewery. It smells like a brewery.
Okay. I thought you
but
said...
But because it's such a big factory,
right.
The whole fucking neighborhood smells like that.
Oh, I'm just confused because I thought you said this kid was cool. And I'm like, if he doesn't like the smell of beer, sounds like a fucking nerd to me.
Oh. He still drinks it.
Okay, great.
He's four. No four-year-olds like beer. It's, you know, you have to learn to like it. You just keep, it's like smoking.
Right.
It's like heroin. It's like everything. At first, your body's gonna be like, why are you putting this poison in me? This is gross. But you just fucking stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Until you are dependent on it.
Yeah, it's like anything. You can do it with a good habit. At first, you're like, your body's like, I don't like this. And you just keep forcing yourself to do it. And after about a month or so, you're like, oh, actually, this feels good. I like this. But you can also do it the other way. So we're not trying to, you know, we're not some Tony Robbins brainwash people. Like, yeah, do good things and change for better, whatever. But also,
make sure your four-year-olds are drinking beer and smoking cigarettes.
Right, because otherwise, what are they going to have to change when they're in their 30s?
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, I've just been perfect. Everything's worked out. I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
And happily married with children. And we have money. All my dreams came true.
Yeah, I never once even thought about starting a podcast. Oh, like, okay.
I never even wanted to try stand-up comedy.
Yeah. I've never even listened to a podcast. We get it.
You listen to NPR. Your life's perfect.
Yeah. Those people are...
Boring.
Yeah. No, thank you. So if you've got kids, start them young.
Drinking, smoking. Maybe not heroin. Wait till double digits.
Right.
Hard drugs, wait till they're 10.
Yeah.
Minimum. But definitely before 12, because you don't want them getting into the teen years.
No.
Because sober.
Well, no, because it's boring. And then already, because then hormones kick in. And so it's like with just hormones. But if you can get that sweet mix of hormones and drug and alcohol addiction.
Yes.
It's very punk rock.
Take it from someone who is doing cocaine at 14 years old.
Isn't it? It's better.
It's so much better.
You knock it out all at once. Even now, that's rarely do I drink anymore, but I will sometimes. And I like, if I look at my period and I know I'm going to start my period the next day, and I'm like, if I'm going to feel like shit anyway,
Go for it. Then I'll go
out. I just lean in. I'll go out, have some wine, eat a fucking block of cheese. And I'm like, so I'm going to feel terrible anyway. So I may as well just fucking. So it's a good combo. I would highly recommend drugs and hormones.
I can't believe I didn't feel like shit today.
So how much did you drink last night?
I had I felt very drunk, by the way.
What did you?
I had, at the brewery, I had a beer.
Okay.
Because they give you a free beer. That's the weird thing about St. Louis. Like, everything's fucking free. Which some would say because they're like, what? Yeah. Of course it is.
Again, and we talked about this.
You already have to live here.
Dude, this is seriously like another example. There's a conspiracy in St. Louis that everybody just wants to die. They're terrible drivers. There's no place to find a fucking Band-Aid.
Yep.
There are no hospitals. Guns are more than legal. And they're handing out free alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, and you could smoke anywhere. I just saw people just smoking cigarettes, walking in crowds of children.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a brewery. I get it's booze. But I would think they would have like smoking sections. And then like some security guard would be like, hey, father of, oh my God, this happened last night. Hold on. Okay. So I had a beer and then they had that shitty, the spiked seltzer stuff, which that stuff is, they had it on tap. So I got one. I couldn't even finish it. They're fucking, just get a vodka soda. We've said this a million times. They had on tap, they had the unflavored.
Ugh, barf.
And it has that like malt liquor back palate.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? Like that malt liquor when you like take a sip and then it's your body's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, no, thank you.
It's a gross. And I know we joke about White Claw and make fun of it, but can I tell you, I've had a couple White Claws. I've had two in my adult life.
They are not good.
They're not. At first, I got it I got it the same reason that you got the seltzer. Because, well, yours is free, but I got it like to be funny because I was at this like dance party. It's like 90s scene dance party. And they had White Claw like flags all over the place. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get a White Claw. And I got it like as a joke.
Hey, party planner. Of that event. Zima. They still make Zima. Should have got some Zima.
I know.
You should have got, stay on theme. Bartles and James.
Yep.
Come on.
If you want some shitty. So I had, but I took like two sips and the first sip I was like, oh, it was like, it. I was like, oh, this just tastes like,
no,
just like bubbly water. And then I took a sip and then after like the second sip, I got that fucking, that hit in the back. And it's like a sick feeling where it's like a gag. I'm like, I don't. This,
yeah.
It does.
Which like normal booze does not do that. Like hard liquor.
Yeah.
I can take like a big old gulp of hard liquor and it's not the same like gag. Like ooh, it's like a weird chemically.
Yeah.
Something or other.
It made my tummy not feel good. And it wasn't just because it was like the booze. It was just like, I was like, this does not taste good.
No, they're not. It's weird. Like I would have much, but it's a brewery. So they just had whatever. So I had like half of that. We'll get to the tiki bar and your thing in a second, but I have to tell you what happened.
Okay.
So they had like kid stuff, right? We're with a kid. They had like a train. It wasn't a train. It was like a fucking golf cart with many golf carts attached to it. Like there wasn't a track or anything. Are you seeing where this is going to go?
Uh-huh.
Whoo! Okay. And everything there, like it's all free. And then you pay for like the train ride and stuff, but it all goes to like a charity. So they had ice skating that was like $5, but all the proceeds that they get go to charity.
Again, so it's, can I just point out, they have a bunch of golf carts tied together that they're like, yeah, put your kids on these things. They're just tied together with fucking ropes. They have an ice skating rink and they're like, no, keep drinking more free booze. But first,
please,
before
with your children,
before you're allowed to put on these shoes with knives on the bottom and go slide around on frozen water, we need you to have at least 1.5 beers. Minimum.
It's a safety thing.
Right. It's like a comedy club has a 2-drink minimum. The ice skating rink has a 2-drink minimum. You need to be a little bit buzzed.
With your child.
Right.
Again, for safety. Okay. So the kid wants to go on the fucking train. Okay. Totally get it. I get it. It's whatever. And there's probably like 8 cars or whatever. And this guy was driving, and they're just going in a circle around like a roundabout kind of thing. So there's like a big concrete thing and with a tree in the middle. And they're just going in a circle. They go like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, and it's over. It's $5 for two. So him and his dad go on it. And then his mom, me, and Preston are like standing by the side, and like they load him up, and the kid's all excited. He's like waving at us, very excited. And then I was like, oh, say bye to your husband and your kid forever. And she was like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. The train just keeps driving. And I was like, I know, right? We could really have a cool life. So we're talking shit.
Right.
We're talking. I turned to her to say something. So I missed the actual event. The fucking train crashed into the like little median thing. The girl driving it. So there was a guy driving it when we get there. And then I guess like his shift's over. And they put this girl on it who's probably, she's probably a teenager, maybe 20. And like, obvious, like, didn't tell her to do it. So she was like, Preston said he saw it like when she was coming, started coming around the corner. He was like, she was like really hugging the curb.
Oh my God.
So the back of the train. Because the front, but it's like, you know, it's like a twisty snake. So the back's going to come in a little more. So the back cars, the back like 3 cars just crash into the fucking, nobody was hurt. It didn't like flip over or anything.
Holy shit.
But like some little kids were very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Leo was not upset because he's the coolest weirdo.
Right.
And he was just really mad that they had to get off the train.
Right. And he's got a good buzz going at this point.
Yeah, he's hammered. He's fucking hammered.
That's the benefit. This is another thing. And again, don't drink and drive. Okay, but come closer. Everyone scoot closer to your podcast. Lean in. If you did, that's when most of those in drunk driving accidents, most times the person that's the drunk person, even if it's like full impact and the other people are injured and die in the accident, the drunk person a lot of times, even though the car's mangled, they like are fine. But it's because because when you like get
loosey
injured.
Goosey.
Yeah. You're tense on impact.
So, that's how my friend survived an accident. He got thrown out of a car. But this was in high school, and he had 2 40s.
See?
He wasn't driving. He was in the back seat. But he got thrown out of the car, and he probably would have died, but he was all loosed up.
Yeah. So
from that sweet malt liquor. So we're assholes for talking shit about malt liquor. It saves lives.
Look at us.
So there was a dad that got really mad.
Okay.
From the train crash. And this poor who was like very, she was obviously very upset. And there's like a huge crowd of people that see this happen.
Right.
Nobody's hurt, but this one dad like fucking, and he's like this big idiot. And he like got in her face. Security had to come over. And the wife's like, don't you start. Don't you start. Don't do this. And like the little girls are crying, which they weren't when the train. So they were now just crying because their dad's like.
Because were they on the train or they
it
were just watching
fun.
It?
The little girls were on the train.
Okay.
The parents were just watching.
Okay.
So the girls were like by themselves on the train. So I get they like freaked out.
Right.
But then Leo was just really mad. He had to get off the train and he came over. And I was like, I could sense that like a potential meltdown was about to start.
Because
he really wanted to do the train ride and didn't get to do it. So I flipped it and I was like, how cool, dude. You were in a train crash.
Nice.
And survived. And then it totally, he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like, what are you going to, we got to figure out what you're going to say at school tomorrow. Like, this is like, for sure, like, nobody else in your class has ever even been in a train crash. I'm going to be a great mom.
See? And that's, can I tell you? And on the Patreon, we're reading this book, Stop Doing That Shit. But what you did, you're teaching him what's the situation. You only have 2 things you can control. Attitude
exactly.
And effort. So you're like, how do we look at this? I can be mad that I don't get to ride the train, or you can go, I was in a train crash. How cool. You're helping him. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Gary John Bishop in real time.
Yeah.
Old Gary. Infiltrating the minds of American youth.
GJB in real time, in action. So that was great. So you flipped that.
Yeah. So I saved the day.
Just in time so you could watch this adult man scream at a young girl.
Yes. I feel really bad for that. That probably is going to be a significant life event in that girl's life.
Yes.
Like just like the shame and embarrassment.
That's going to trigger her. That's for the rest of her life. Anytime she's doing anything, she'll just be like constantly like eating or laughing and just like pissing herself.
Well, but then Kelsey was like, we did that because we were taught, because you said like, say goodbye to them forever. Yeah. And I was like, well, they didn't die. If they had died, then I would have been like, I'm a witch.
Yeah.
But like everything was fine.
Yeah. You're like, so
unfortunately I have to try and be a witch another day.
I know. Well, you need to focus your energy more. You're able to be witch to turn.
Bewitch?
You're able to bewitch.
Bewitch.
You're able to bewitch the young child into not having a meltdown, but not.
But he was also hammered.
Yeah. That's another reason.
So was it me or was it the booze? And I'm questioning everything.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to that, Gary John Bishop? That's what I thought. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing
to
say.
You're not here. You do not know this podcast exists.
Right.
You're living in your mansion in Scotland. Castle.
Yeah, that was. Oh, and I do want to say, someone commented on the Patreon, and I forget who right now, so I'm sorry that I'm forgetting your name, but she downloaded the audio of this book, and she's listening along.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
And she said, his accent is terrifying, and Wendy was not far off. I was close.
You were not.
Yes.
No, you were.
Yes.
No.
Yep.
He doesn't sound like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
In my mind, he looks that way.
He looks that. I love. Yes.
Just picturing a big fat bastard, but the book is like a tiny pamphlet, and his life is so out of control, but he's just like, it's like Milli Vanilli. So there's like a hot guy on the cover covered in tattoos, but he's the.
And he's George R.R. Martin.
Yes. And he's just like 700 pounds eating chicken wings. Like, get your life together, you fat fucks.
But that's just him. It's someone's just writing down everything he's saying to himself.
Yeah. It's just him screaming in a mirror, and they just put a tape recorder and they're like, just put it on fucking Audible.
Write another book.
Yeah.
Write another book. These stupid Americans are eating this up. Well, just put some tattoos on the cover. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. They're fine. They like that shit, right? I can do it or something. They're into it.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Now I want to look him up.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so you had that, but then where was this tiki bar? Was that there?
Well, then we just went. So we left, and I'd had a beer and a half.
Yeah.
So I was ready to ice skate, totally hammered. But it was only like 8:15. So I Googled like Christmas-themed bar, assuming nothing would come up.
Right.
And then this thing popped up, like, right down the street from where we were, and we went totally ran. It's like you have to make reservations because there's only two of us. We got a table, and it's all like Christmas themed drinks, and it's all lit up, and there's Santas and shit everywhere and like a million trees. It was so fun. I want to go back.
You know what? That just reminded me. There's a place like that in New York. I'm going to look it up when we get done. I'm going to look it up because I tried to go last year, and I was with Alana, the artist that was on our show. But I was with Alana and Jeff and this crew and that group of friends. And we went out to dinner in Chinatown. It was last Christmas Eve. And afterwards we were like, let's go get dessert. And when we got to this place, it was like in a hotel in Midtown, but it was fucking looked really cool. And we got there and they're like, sorry, we're just closing. And I was so sad. And the next day was Christmas Day. So we got to go. If you come out to visit,
okay, yeah,
we have to go to this place. We have to go. It's like,
I love Christmas themed things.
Yeah. But they had tiki mugs that you bought.
Yes. I'll take pictures and send them to you.
Well, I saw the one on your Instagram. That was a very cute picture.
Oh no. I got like way cooler ones. I got a mistletoe.
Nice. Did you drink
out of? It's like a toe shaped like a missile.
Real? Oh, that's cute.
It's very cute.
That's really cute.
It's very cute.
A little play on.
I'm going to exclusively be drinking all of my beverages.
Out of a giant.
It's a shot glass. Oh, no, it's just a shot glass. It's the size of a toe.
Well, that's.
Like a big toe. Your big toe.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to. Well, you know.
So a reasonable size toe.
That is actually what we should do. So back to like our restaurant, which we have to think of a fucking name for this restaurant. The frozen bites.
Tongue
the
dip it.
I like it.
And hey, we're just spitballing here. We don't have to go with the first thing. Lick it up.
Yeah, lick it up.
Body heat.
Oh, body heat.
And we'll just have, well, the restaurant exclusively will be decorated with posters from the 90s film Body Heat.
That's, now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Now this is a money-making idea.
Yep. It's Body Heat. And what we can do is we'll do like a clever spelling so people don't really, we can do like B-O-D-I-H-E-E-T, like Body Heat.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, hit it. Go. What?
Body Eat.
Yes.
But we spell it Body Heat, but the H is silent.
Yes. Yes.
Why did I not go into market? Is it too late?
Megan?
With my degree in screenwriting and an extensive career working in restaurants and comedy, could I get a job in a marketing firm?
Megan, we call it Body Heat, but it's pronounced with a thick British accent. And that's how we fucking Body Heat. That's it.
And all the staff is ex-contestants from Love Island.
Yes. That's what we do. And it's fusion, Dippin' Dots, UK. And the only UK fusion.
Fish and chips. Blended up fish and chips.
Yes.
A fry. What is it? A fry buddy? What are those?
I fucking don't know.
Where the French fries in the sandwich? Where it's just a fucking roll filled with French fries?
Oh, I've never heard of that or seen that, but it sounds great. Yorkshire
it's
pudding.
Like a thing.
Yeah, we could do Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, I love a Yorkshire pudding.
That's what we take. Already.
And what's great is Yorkshire pudding. The fun thing about a Yorkshire pudding is that it's like big and fun. Mm-hmm. And this will be tiny, liquefied, and frozen. So all the things you love about a Yorkshire pudding were taken away.
Yes.
All the things about food that you love were taken. Heat. Delicious. Plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well prepared. We're getting rid of all those.
Yeah, because it's 2020 coming up, guys. It's going to be the future. So this is the future of food. But I like the toe glass idea. So here's what I was thinking, and especially if we call it Body Eat.
Body Eat.
Body Eat.
Body Eat.
All the glasses.
Oi. Welcome, Body Eat.
Oi. Body
Eat. You want a mistletoe?
Is it? Is it? Is it?
In it.
In it.
In it.
In it. Are you having a laugh?
Ma'am, what are you saying?
Right. Right. Cheerio.
Trumpet.
Ah, cheers.
Wendy's also making a very British face that I think is offensive. If there is a British version of like a black face,
I'm doing it with my face. I just scrunched my nose and my lips together to go, oh,
but you like stuck your teeth out a lot.
I know. Well, it's all, you know, it's all the mind is a powerful thing, and you can make your teeth look bad if you really try.
We are a strong no-Nazi podcast, but we are okay with Brit face.
Right. Yeah. You can do Brit face.
You can do Brit face.
That it's a themed. Well, and you're going to be doing Brit face because you have to.
Because the food tastes so bad.
And you have to have you have to be tonguing it the whole time. So you have to sit there with your mouth kind of open and your food just sitting in your tongue. So you're like,
what? Oh, I almost drooled on myself.
Yeah. So
I'm getting those salivary glands.
Get them going.
Working up.
I think this is a great idea. We take the most bland food, freeze it, put it into tiny pellets, put it in your tongue, make you sit
in
there.
In your tongue.
Yeah. So I use my tongue or where does it go? Oh, open your tongue. Where does it go? In it. In it. It goes in it. Boom.
What? Are you saying isn't it?
In it.
Or in it?
In it.
In it.
In it.
What?
It goes in your tongue. In it? Excuse me?
Ma'am.
I'm saying,
can I talk to the owners?
Well, come on. I'm so
good
sorry.
Good day, Governor.
Ah, hello.
It's been us the whole time.
What seems to be the problem here?
We're doing a lot of arm movement.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I think we need to do a trip to the motherland.
Yes.
London. Foggy London town. And do you think people do that? Like, you know when, like, rich, stupid white women go to Jamaica? and like get the very offensive hats and just say Mon all the time.
Yeah, and like the braids in their hair.
Yeah, like that's, do you think like if we went to the UK, like that's the equivalent?
Well, if we
like us just like sticking our teeth out going, right.
And putting, and even putting your arms up like that. We just,
yeah,
that's elbows like, up. And good day is like Australian, which is the best. Good day's not even from the fucking UK. The UK, they say, you're right.
Well, they'll love that. People you're love right. that yeah. when you confuse countries.
We're like, aye, good day. It's nice to be here in London. You want to throw your ship on the Barbie, isn't it? Excuse me?
So many arms. So, like, it's like we're like Gumby men.
I know.
We think another, hey, British callers, call in. Is it true or are we incorrect? British people have no bones, right?
Right, no bones. They just kind of flap around.
They're just flappity floppers.
Yeah, their arms just flail around.
They're octopus people, no?
Yeah. I think we should go and see if we can blend in with the locals.
Well, if we're doing our walk and sticking our teeth out and saying, isn't it, and good day, yeah. then of course.
We're going to blend definitely. In. Smooth as silk. We're
gonna, we'll just, all Union Jack.
Yeah.
Everything head to toe.
Just run around and just screaming, God save the queen.
Just singing Spice Girl songs.
Yes.
This is a great idea. Well, I mean, I think we'll find husbands.
And what we can do that'll be fun too, because we also like, we don't want to be so like modern with the references. We can also just be like someplace and out of nowhere have like a clue. And then we start doing the Benny Hill thing where we just chase each other around. Like we just pull out our tits and just run around, chase each other.
Oh, I was going to say we get good looking women to chase us around.
Yeah.
We are always the Benny Hill in that situation. We're never the hot chicks chasing him.
We'll pay prostitutes to chase us around.
London.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
The whole of London.
All the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be, we'll just be in like a tea shop.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Shop A. I believe that's how they pronounce it.
Tea shoppy, isn't it?
Oh. You know, sometimes you guys say like, oh, that's a specially unhinged episode this week.
Yeah.
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
I'll show you unhinged.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I'll show you unhinged. This is unhinged without an H.
You got a problem with us?
Right. What? We'll fight you.
Now we're just making noise.
Now we're just barking like fucking dogs.
I was going to say seals.
Yeah. This is where like we'll actively just.
We'll go to a footy match.
What the fuck? Now I lost. Oh, was that a soccer? Football?
Wait. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, first of all, I said, wait. I thought you said, wait, is that a stalker?
I was lost. Yes. Is that a stalker match? We're here to see.
Yeah. It's a stalk match.
Yeah. That's what we want to watch. A footy. Is that football? No, it's a stalker match. So it's a Jack. They do all Jack the Ripper cosplay. And they see who can murder the most hookers. We just gather them up. And that's how we find the ones that are going to chase us around. We have to go to the stalking match.
The survivors.
First.
The ones that survive.
Yes.
Because if they can survive that, they can chase us all around London.
Right.
Foggy London town.
Right. The footy match. How about you? You won that footy match. Why don't you match these footies? And then we just run around. See?
Ugh.
It's a fucking.
And then we get them to invest in Bonnie.
Hey, Bonnie. Hello.
Hello. Welcome, Bonnie.
I mean, body eat. Yeah, dude, this is fucking
a great idea.
It's a great.
Guys, why are we millionaires? Why are we struggling?
Here's what we'll do.
Can someone just give us like $7 to $14 million
so
we can get some of these ideas off the ground?
Here's what we got to do. Because body eat. What we'll do, because we want to do a trial run. Here's the problem. A lot of restaurants go to business because they put all the everything into one. And it's what we got to do is like a pop-up. So like these Christmas things, like the Christmas thing you went to last night.
Let me go talk to the Christmas people.
And see if we can do a pop-up of Body 8. and we'll set it on. And it's like not going to be hard to do. It's an easy thing to do. So the cooking thing, done. We'll figure it out. What is that? What do we need? A freezer and a blender?
To cook. Yes. To cook, we need a freezer.
We need a freezer and a blender to cook. And guess what? Everything else is just like, just bring your tongues. We don't need, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, guys, don't leave your tongues at home.
Yeah.
That, and those are the ads.
Yeah.
Boy, don't leave here without your tongue.
Because, you know, that I find that is, though, the number one problem is when I'm going out to eat. Sometimes, like, I'm in a hurry and I'm running around and I'm like, which
and
earrings?
You just forget your tongue behind
me. Yeah. I'll be like, what earrings do I want to wear? What do I want to do this? Do I have my good chapstick?
Does the sweater look cute?
Yeah. And then you get there and you're like, motherfuck, I forgot my tongue. Son of a bitch.
So that's why we're going to want to, in our ads, make sure to remind people. Because also, this isn't like a regular dining experience.
No.
Where, yeah, your tongue comes in handy.
Right.
For tasting and stuff. But it isn't the primary source of cooking the food.
Right.
Like, if you forget your tongue, you're not eating.
Yeah, a lot of places you can kind of get away with it. You can gum. Like, you can a lot of times rub food in your gums and get the flavor, like a curry.
Also, in this scenario, you also forgot your teeth at home.
Yes. Well,
I'm all toothless and gumless.
Yeah.
And tongueless?
Tongueless? What if you had... What if you only remembered your tongue? That would be a problem in most restaurants. Not at Buddy Eat. It's
not at Buddy Eat.
And then to stay, and then on theme. So here's what I'm thinking. Let's combine, especially because it'll be fun for a pop-up. People like a theme.
People love a theme.
So for Buddy Eat, the pop-up, what we'll do is the servers, we'll train them. And it's not a regular dining experience. We'll set it up like a Benny Hill thing.
Genius.
And so that starts... The servers are just working, and they're like hot, busty servers. So we have that demographic, like the Hooters people. So we'll have like hot, busty servers running around. And then partway through, like before dessert, we have people playing Jack the Ripper, and they fucking start chasing the servers.
Oh, my God. Because you know what people love? Dinner theater.
Yes.
Murder mystery dinner theater.
Mm-hmm.
People love eating frozen food and... watching a murder mystery. People, regional theater. And it's all, okay. So, because we still have to get the Love Island people. Most of them are wildly successful on social media. Unfortunately, I'm sure some of them aren't. So those ones.
Yeah.
Those are the actors in the Jack the Ripper whore play.
Yes. So we have them. So they're the servers and the actors. So they run around. I like this. People are just screaming, just holding...
Just
no,
but they just go,
their tongues out. And people just running around. And they finally, the managers come out. And for the grand finale, you and I can come out. And this ties it all in. We come out. And as like a part, we're like, we're so sorry. We're going to fix it. And so we really amp it up. And we're like, oh, we're sorry. And then we start to panic so much that we start spiraling out of control. And we get nervous. And then we go back to our fucking back in the days when we were playing with trolls in the bedroom. And we start just shooting out for the grand finale. Just piss and blood. And we're like, I'm so sorry. Here, let me cut. I'm sorry. While you're leaning over to clean one table, just pissed just shooting out of your ass at the table behind you. And then you're like, oh no. It's just this wacky fucking. And like,
if anyone listened, if there's a God, I will believe in a God if we can get this to be one person's first time ever listening to this show.
Megan?
Nothing would make me happier if than this is for someone to go, pussy fart gang sounds terrible.
Yeah, I gotta check it out. Dude, Megan, I got it. So we have all these little courses. We have the Yorkshire pudding. We have all these other courses that people have. And then for the end, we come out and when this like dash to clean up and then we're just shooting our fucking hot body fluids onto people. And they're like, is there a dessert course? And we're like, this is the dessert course. It's trifling ass.
And then Ricky Lake comes out.
Yes.
and says, thank you, we'll see you tomorrow. And then we turn off all the lights in the place.
Yep.
And people have to feel their way out, slipping and sliding on everything.
It's perfect.
Oh,
I think it's great.
This is a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, who knows how, if someone knows how to get in touch with Ricky Lake.
Yeah, that's, I think that's.
And you know what? I'm going to go on a limb. Put us in touch with John Waters because he would invest in this idea.
Yes.
So if we can get Ricky, we can get John Waters.
Yes.
I would love to work with him. I think he'd really like this podcast.
Well, we'll just make him change his name. We'll be, so it's the experimental restaurant Body Eat, brought to you by PFG, Ricky Lake, and John Dry Waters.
Yeah. Done. Out. Good night.
Goodbye. We'll see you on the Patreon. We're about to cry.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. And it's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in. This brand new day with the pussy bar.